suspended. That is the crux of a fax sent to GTSI, the government contractor, at 4:14 Friday afternoon. Came from the SBA. Well, what's behind the decision from the SBA? Why did it happen? What's next? And what does this action mean? Joining me, Nick Wakeman. He is the editor of Washington Technology, and really ruined your weekend, I'm sure.
Yeah, Friday night because, as you said, I guess the Post broke this story and sent us scrambling a little bit Friday night to get some of our own information up, but. Yeah, it's quite a big deal.
Well, and it seems like the decision came after the Post was doing essentially a series on GTSI, and then it seems like all of a sudden the SBA decided to suspend GTSI.
Yeah, you know, it's curious because there are a lot of different things happened last week. You know, GTSI is trying to fight off a takeover bid, and this Post series that took one day dedicated to GTSI and. EAC, this company, this Alaska Native company that's trying to buy them, and then also Ted Stevens' funeral was last week.
Right.
Somebody reminded me today, which I hadn't thought of, but I'm sure that's just a coincidence.
So what suspended? It means they can't do any new, they can continue work on their existing contracts, but nothing new, right?
Right. And there's like a 30-day window, and then we're still kind of digging into the process because it's happened so rarely that several people we've talked to are like, well, I don't know what happens next. So,
when I was talking to some folks over the weekend, I mean, to 4:15 on a Friday afternoon, get a fax, for goodness sakes,
Yeah. That
you've been suspended without, I mean, at least according to the folks at the company that I've talked to, they said they have no clue that they were even being investigated or anything. Is this really the way the process works?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, but I think it's shocked a lot of people because, you know, some people we've talked to have said, well, generally you get, you know, not a cease and desist letter, but something like that saying a corrective action. You need to do
right.
X, Y, and Z or
fix this, you know, or else.
Yeah, fix it or else. Exactly. They just went right to the or else.
And this has to be for GTSI. I mean, I remember a couple of years ago when IBM was suspended, it got fixed in a couple of days.
Yeah.
But IBM has some pretty deep pockets, much deeper than GTSI.
Yeah. Yeah. GTSI could be, and the IBM one, I think, was just to one agency, was just with EPA.
EPA, right.
And so, I don't know what, I'm sure they're lawyered up and been working on it 24/7 since Friday, but. I think they might have a harder time than IBM did.
Give us the details of the facts as we know it. It essentially says that GTSI was acting as a small business, even though they don't meet the qualifications. Do I have that right?
That's part of it. And then the letter mentions the first source contract at DHS as an example of where GTSI is a subcontractor to a small business, but. SBA is saying the majority of the business actually went to GTSI, that GTSI had this scheme in place where, you know, GTSI employees had email addresses for the small business prime, and so this business was being funneled to GTSI, basically saying that these primes were just fronts is what the allegation is.
And so what happens now? I mean, I know GTSI is trying to get in touch with the SBA to figure out what they can do. Do we have any sense of time frame?
My understanding is that, you know, in 30 days there'll be some sort of hearing on possibly going towards debarment or GTSI, will be able to at least defend itself to SBA, and then we'll see where they go from there.
Wow. We'll continue to watch it. We have a number of Nick's stories all linked up, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeckInsider, and I know you guys will be continuing to follow this.
Yeah, it kind of... We're in production this week for the print issue, so it sort of blew a couple things up, but we're
having to reorganize the cover all of a sudden.
That's right.
Federal News, Washington Technologies editor Nick Wakeman on the GTSI situation. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks, Chris. Always good talking to you.